1.
Good evening. I'm Jim Langley, and welcome to Late Night Live. Tonight's guests are Joyce Sellis, the leader of Young People for Annabelle Island, and Robert Williams, director of the Save Our Island Committee. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Jim. Good evening.
Thanks for having us on the show, Jim.
Now, I've just been to Annabelle Island once. I was there on vacation last year, and it has to be one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. The flowers and trees are magnificent. The people are friendly. So, what's the problem?
Nothing. The island is just perfect. It's beautiful and peaceful, and that's the way we'd like to keep it.
Well, Jim, Bob is absolutely right that we love our island. It's a very beautiful place to live.
2.
Today, the issue is whether to build more businesses and develop Annabelle Island or leave the island as it is, and we'll hear both sides of the issue. Ms. Sellis, could you tell us your group's idea for development on the island?
Sure, Jim. The problem is that we have 25% unemployment on the island. Our people live in a great place, but many don't have jobs, especially young people. We'd like to build more hotels and restaurants to attract more tourists. More tourism will create more jobs. It will be good for the people of the island.
I disagree. Tourism will bring jobs, and those jobs are important. But jobs in the tourism industry often don't pay very much. I don't think these types of jobs will really help the people better their lives.
3.
Mr. Williams, how do you think life on the island will change?
I moved to the island to escape the stressful city life. I think more jobs will bring more people. More people mean more cars and more houses. The island will become noisy and crowded, and our lives will change for the worse. The beaches won't be a good place to relax anymore. All the noise and crowds will destroy our peaceful way of life.
I don't think so. I believe there are ways we can grow and still keep the lifestyle we love.
4.
All right. What are some of the other pros and cons of this decision?
Well, Jim, one concern we are discussing is how the environment will be affected. The island has a lot of wildlife, plants, animals, fish. The environment is very clean now, and I think it's everyone's responsibility to protect it.
I couldn't agree more. If we let our island get polluted, we will lose so much of the wonderful wildlife that lives here. We have to protect our environment.
5.
Miss Sellis, is change going to come to Annabelle Island no matter what?
I believe we are ready for this, and I think most people on the island will support this idea. Yes, I think we'll begin building sometime next year for sure.
I disagree. I don't think most people on the island will support the change. And the members of the Save Our Island Committee will do everything we can to stop Ms. Sellis' group from moving ahead with this plan. The island is perfect as it is. We don't need change.
Thank you both very much for joining us. We'll be sure to follow up on this interesting story and the future of Annabelle Island.